Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We have reached the halfway point in this Friday edition. For the next 60 minutes, James Traficant is our guest, the iconic Beam Me Up Scotty. There's no intelligent life here. Congressman, who was absolutely railroaded into prison, there is no doubt about that, for exposing corruption and tyranny in this nation. And he's going to discuss the Tea Parties. He's running for the Congress again. We're going to get his take on the militarization of police, what really happened in Oklahoma City. He investigated that, what happened with the Pan Am flight, and a lot more. And we'll take some phone calls, because I did have the phones open earlier for military and police to call in. We have all these government documents where they're training the military for martial law in America, and it's building towards a crescendo. James Traficant, good to have you on with us, sir.
Glad to be back, Alex. And I want to say, after appearing on your show several months ago, I didn't realize how strong a show you have. And I want to commend you, because you are educating millions of American people. And I was surprised, and I'm honored to be asked to come back on your show.
Well, Congressman, we're honored to have you here because of your courage and your steadfastness. So much is happening. So much is going on. I've got questions and issues I want to pick your brain about. But out of the gates, the State of the Union, the state of the taxing system, all the new VAT taxes they want, telling us austerity, taxes are going to go up, our benefits are going to go down. What does James Traficant say about that?
Well, number one, I think the country is bankrupt. That's evident. And number two, I think all they're talking about doing is just going to further implode this nation. And I see us dismantling like the old Soviet Union. I really do, Alex. I think that you can't continue to have the income tax that penalizes work, subsidizes illegitimacy, and rewards dependency. It's time to throw it out, abolish the IRS, repeal the 16th Amendment. Now, you know, I support a flat, fair 25% consumption tax on final retail sales. And my opponents are saying that's going to hurt the poor. Quite frankly, Alex, Harvard did a study and said when you throw out the burdensome compliance of the IRS, he said the prices are going to drop. The prices will probably be similar to what we have now. But finally, for those naysayers, those people who are under the poverty level will simply take their pay stubs to the government, and there will be a system as there exists now. The only difference with the trafficking bill, Alex, is everybody must work who gets a government stipend. I don't care if they have 12 children, they'd work at the daycare center with those children. But you see, anybody that visits Broadway or visits Las Vegas from Germany and Japan, they'd pay into our tax scheme. And finally, it's a trade reciprocity program. If a country has barriers against ours, we have barriers against them. And we also quantify the standard of living in each country and weigh that down with tariffs as necessary. But it's a flat 25% final retail sales tax, no taxes on used materials, but just new retail sales and services. And, Alex, if the country does not move to this scheme, America will implode like the Soviet Union. That's my prediction right here on the Alex Jones Show.
Well, Congressman, I've seen the similar studies. I've talked to economists. It would be good if we only had one federal tax, other than the tariffs they could raise money with. The problem is Obama and others, they want a VAT on every level on top of the income tax.
Yes, this is the problem. You got to throw the income tax out. It was founded, and it's the predicate of the communist platform of Karl Marx. And it's done just that. It's made a dependent society over here. It's penalized work, and that's the last thing that the founders wanted. The reason we have the 16th Amendment, Alex, is when we first started the income tax, which, by the way, was only supposed to be on the rich people, it was taken to the Supreme Court, and it was struck down as unconstitutional. As a result, we have this 16th Amendment, and some people feel that it wasn't adequately ratified to boot, and that maybe we shouldn't repeal the 16th Amendment. We should just disregard it because it wasn't, in fact, lawful. But I think let's be safe. Let's repeal the 16th Amendment. Abolish the IRS. We don't need a Department of Energy. We don't need a Department of Education. There's too damn much government here, Alex. And what we don't need is we don't need more taxes on top of income taxes.
James Traficant, stay there. Quick break. Coming back with a long segment talking about a host of issues and the demonization of the Tea Parties all over the news, saying they're racist, they're terrorist. Bill Clinton says that there's going to be another Oklahoma City, and it's going to be the fault of the American people. We'll see what James Traficant says about that. Congressman, stay with us.
aerial spray, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
James Traficant, former congressman, is our guest. I've researched his case. It's even been on national news. They've admitted he was completely railroaded, set up, mainly because he was criticizing foreign aid, period, and foreign aid to Israel, and they told him they were going to get him. And we had Jane Graham, Oklahoma City bombing survivor. She's on the ninth floor on last week. She saw McVeigh and other feds planting gray sticks of butter, didn't know what they were. She brought this info to Congress. They wouldn't talk to her. The only person that would look at the information was James Traficant. And she said she talked to James Traficant's assistant in his office. She said, yeah, they came and said, give us those documents back. And James Traficant refused. And they said, we're going to get James Traficant. But that was one of many reasons they went after him. But we'll talk about that today. But continuing with your campaign, you're running for Congress again. You are going to file. Tell us about that, Congressman.
I'll be filing this coming Monday as an independent in one of two districts. I'm not sure. Because when I went to art school, if you will, Alex, they split the district up into three ways to make sure I could never come back. So I'm basically have no money, but I think money plays too much a part in politics anyway. I think it's time for somebody without a lot of money just to put the hay where the goats can reach it and tell the people what's going on and run the old-fashioned way.
Well, you certainly have got a lot of name recognition, and a lot of people love you in your state there and know that you were railroaded, and we talked about that some last time, but perhaps because we have, you know, a new audience tuning in all the time, recap what happened to you, and then we're going to get into some of the current things that are happening and get your take on it, like U.S. Army trains to confront Tea Party terrorists. This is confirmed. We have their internal training manuals where they prepare for gun confiscation and war against the American people. But first, recapping your railroading.
Well, you know, number one, several of the people that were involved already now admitted they were pressured to lie. And there's a young man in Nigeria, a young black man, that filed an affidavit with the Nigerian government, Mr. Okolo, that his life was ruined because he wouldn't perjure himself against trafficking. Bottom line, it was a six-year investigation, $15 million, over 250 agents, on or about the time, Alex, that the Trade Center and the Pentagon were being attacked. And the government voluntarily stated at this trial that they made no tapes on me at all. And now it's come out, and I can't prove it yet, but it's all over that they burned boxes and boxes of tapes because there was no physical evidence. They had seven people who said they bribed me. Three of them already recanted. The two major charges were dropped because those people admitted before trial they were pressured to lie. So now the prosecutor's working for an insurance company somewhere in Ohio, and they're scared to death. And I want to say this on your show. I want some whistleblower to come forward and confirm that they burned boxes and boxes of tapes they made on Jim Trafficking over a six-year investigation, because the reason why they said they had no tapes, Alex, is I could use their own tapes against them and say, where's the crime? So now I think they're showing it. I think it's coming out. I think most people realize what happened. And remember, I'm the guy that brought John Demjanjuk back home from Israel, who was on death row for being Ivan the Terrible. And maybe this is an exclusive on your show today, Alex, that John Demjanjuk from Germany on trial now has requested of his family and his defense that they bring me into Germany relative to this trial. And if I am subpoenaed, I am going to Germany. So that's an exclusive for you, Alex.
And to recap that, the Israeli Supreme Court said you were right. You got him the documents. He was not the guy. We know who he was, looked nothing like this individual. And then still, the U.S. government grabs him and sends him to Germany when Israel said he's innocent.
Yes, and you know what's amazing, Alex? It must give Israel credit for this. Their Supreme Court took my evidence. The U.S. courts wouldn't accept it. Congress wouldn't hold a hearing because they said it's too sensitive. And, Alex, what I said is, when the sensitivity, quote-unquote sensitivity, waived the Bill of Rights, my God, what happened to us? When you endanger the right of one American, you endanger the rights of all Americans. So what's happening now, and I want this also as an update on your program, Israel would not convene a trial on this new matter. So they had to go to Germany. Our government is just trying to cover their tracks. Alex, they should be charged with attempted murder. They knew this man wasn't Ivan. And they suborned perjury, they obstructed justice, and they've got away with it. They've gotten away with this, Alex.
And they know he's ill. It's official oppression. I mean, they know he's innocent. They're just doing this.
They're hoping he dies before there can even be a trial. They're trying to cover up for what they did in the past. Just remember this, Alex. The documents that I got that took him off a death row after being convicted were Justice Department documents.
Think and the Justice Department knew that he was not the guy.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. This is out of hand. We need a mechanism. We need a mechanism, Alex. We need a mechanism where the FBI and the Justice Department can be, in fact, tried. One of my last bills was the Fair Justice Act. The president would nominate, the Senate would confirm for a 10-year term. The director of the Fair Justice Agency would have only one duty, Alex, and that would be to investigate and prosecute crimes within the Justice Department. My God, we got a police state coming at us. We've got a government that we're basically economic slaves here. And no one's really looking at it seriously. That's why I'm giving you credit. You're going out on a limb. And I remember telling Connie Chung about Pan Am 103. Be very careful how you handle Pan Am 103. And she did an hour special on the report, confidential report I got. And all I want to say is this. A couple weeks later, she was never seen on TV again. Now, you are a very courageous guy, and I've been following you. And I know that there are many people in the government that are very upset because you are educating the American people. And American people have been dumbed down through a mainstream media that has, in fact, aided and abetted this government. I don't understand why.
Jim Trafficking's our guest. Congressman, I don't want to talk about myself, but I am in the middle of this, and I want to ask your advice. The ADL, the Southern Poverty Law Center, in the last 6 months or so have put out multiple reports apiece. They're now even saying Ron Paul is a terrorist enabler. They're saying Judge Napolitano is an extremist terrorist enabler. The MIAC Homeland Security reports that law enforcement sent us over a year ago say that gun owners, conservatives, returning veterans, I'm sure you've seen that in the news. Now we've gotten Army documents, and we've confirmed that they're following us around in the Fed rallies. We've confirmed that in these briefings for the military, they project my photo up and like I'm the kingpin or the godfather and say that I want cops to die and that I want the military. It's just all lies. And the national news, Nightline, you name it, have been down here, CNN, I mean, the list goes on and on. And they keep saying on the news, and George Soros' outfit keeps saying, I'm calling for violence, when it's the opposite. What does that sound like to you? I mean, are they really getting ready to set me up?
It sounds to me as if you're a great American and you're making touch and contact with the average American and they don't like it. Let me just say this, Alex. There's no doubt that you're doing that. Now, here's what you have to be concerned about, that any technicality could be brought against you, and my God, they can be very vicious. But let me say this. I think this is a badge of honor. My name was mentioned one time in an IRS review that said the American people shouldn't listen to Congressman Jim Trafficking. He's just anti-government. And that was one of the biggest compliments I ever received. And I think this is a compliment to you because I think it shows you as a leader. Now, the downside is I don't like what they're doing to this Tea Party. These are average American people. They don't want to blow anything up, and they're not going out there and acting violently. And Alex Jones is not recommending that anybody go out and cause any violence, revolution in this country, and anybody with a bright mind and a reasonable mind understands that. But what they're trying to do is stop this movement, and the reason for it is very simple. The American people are fed up, and they should be. They should be fed up. And I think what you're doing is you're articulating the reasons why they're fed up. The problem with the Tea Party, to a degree, is they're so upset, but they don't really understand the total dimension of why they're upset. And number one, they're just opposing rather than advocating as well. But I think they're starting to evolve now, Alex, with leadership that they're hearing from individuals like yourself and from commentary made by you and some others, that they're starting to look and say, look, here's what we've got to do now. Here's what must be done in the country. And I think what we have underway is a powerful political revolution taking place in the United States of America, and I believe the powers that be are trying to stop it. They're trying to say that these people are radical, they're racist, they're bigots. Look, I've been hit with the anti-Semite business, the racist business, the bigot business, but listen to what I stand for. If you're an illegal immigrant in this country, you're not just an immigrant, you're an illegal immigrant, and you should be thrown the hell out. Enough is enough, and we shouldn't be paying health care to take care of people that are driving our costs up. So that makes me a bigot? Look, that's just the way it is. If you're an Hispanic American, you're a friend of mine. If you're an illegal immigrant, I don't care what nationality you are, you're not a friend of mine, and you should be thrown out. And we've got to do something about that, take care of our borders. I really feel sorry what's going on in Arizona and the way they're depicting Arizona. You know, I am the congressman, Alex, that passed putting 10,000 soldiers on our border and keeping people out and keeping drugs out. And listen, these soldiers are overseas in Germany and in Japan and in Korea. They're going to the theater and going to lunch. They're guarding the borders in the Mideast. And God, our borders are wide open. What kind of national security and homeland security does America have? This is a joke. Both of these parties are basically trying to seduce this growing minority population of Hispanics into a voting bloc, and it's larger now than the African-American community. Enough is enough. Let's take care of our government. Call us what you want. But I just pray to God that you just continue to do what you're doing. The reason they're focusing on you is you're effective.
And that's the reason they focused on you, and that's what's scary. I don't want to go to prison with them setting me up for something.
Don't think that's forlorn. Here's the thing I could be concerned about. You know, I don't know what your relationship is with your network, but there'll be people behind the scenes trying to take that microphone away from you because you're having an impact. I know. Let me tell you how I know about it. I can't explain to you how many times people have said to me, I heard your comments on the Alex Jones show. I'm very proud of you. I agree with you. Thank you for doing the Alex Jones show. We think Alex does a great job. We were surprised you were on there. Some people may be afraid to be on there, and they say, we don't know why, but we're glad you were on there, Jim. And people, but the bottom line is, I've heard this all over, people commenting about this everywhere I go, Alex. So you're reaching people, and I think you're reaching people with an intelligent approach. And there's certainly no doubt in my mind you're not advocating any type of violence or anything.
None of us are. Congressman, thank you for your kind words on that subject and your advice. Let's come back in to get into some other issues, but continue to discuss how you see this nation going and talk about Oklahoma City 15 years later. We'll be right back with James Trafficant.
Remain in in your houses. The President of the United States has declared martial law under Executive Order 11004.
Will they do it? Will they pull the trigger this time? We all pray they stand down, but an engineered crisis seems more likely with each passing day. Think it can't happen here? Executive Order 10990 locks down all highways. Executive Order 10995 seizes control of all media outlets. Executive Order 10998 controls all farms and food supplies. All these executive orders are now cocked, loaded, and waiting for the right crisis. So if you're worried about the possibility of martial law here in America or have questions about how to survive it, go to martiallawsurvival.com. That's martiallawsurvival.com. Go to martiallawsurvival.com right now.
You must remain in your houses until your bracelets are scanned.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's Gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Jim Gravigan, former congressman, is our guest. Mexico has collapsed because of their phony drug war. It's totally criminal. There's murders, ranchers being killed, Texas, Arizona. I mean, it's a mess. And then meanwhile, Washington Post, human rights observers killed in an attack in Mexico. And it talks about all over Mexico, they're shutting the power and water off to Indian groups that live down there. Mexico's very racist towards the Indian population. I don't know why. I mean, the folks in Mexico are Indian and Spanish mainly, and some Germans that immigrated there during the colonial system. And then here's another one. Mexico acknowledges migrant abuse, pledges changes. I mean, they don't give free welfare to any people. They arrest illegals instantly. I, as an American, can't go down there with my wife and have a baby and have it all paid for. I mean, this is a sick joke, Congressman.
Absolutely. Alex, you're right on target. I think we even have to change the Constitution. If someone comes across our border illegally for the purpose of having a child and having an American citizen, I think that should be changed and the citizenship should be denied and the woman should be removed from the country. Enough is enough. No one realizes, you know, we had a case up here in Northeast Ohio, just real quick, Alec, where a fellow went in with a card and got a surgery on his pancreas. And 10 days later, another fellow came in with the same card to get surgery, and they did the surgery. They didn't realize it until they checked the paperwork. And they were both illegal, can't find them, and did two particular surgeries that the American people, our people up here, end up paying for. I mean, this is in our own backyard. Now, imagine what this is like in voting booths with fake IDs, fake driver's license, fake Social Security card. It's gone too far. And now we're talking about making citizens amnesty out of illegals who jump the fence. By God, Alex, this is putting a neon sign right on the border saying, hey, jump the fence, and eventually you become an American citizen. Gone too far.
Well, the feds are financing illegal checkpoints through the states everywhere. All this Arizona law says is that if they have suspicion and then you're an illegal, when they pull you over for drunk driving or whatever it is, that the state's going to take you to the feds. I mean, all that's doing is enforcing the law. Since when are states not supposed to, you know, if they catch somebody committing a federal crime, to not arrest them?
Amen. It's the United States of America, not the federal government of America. And let me say this on your show. I support the Arizona law. Because the reason for the Arizona machination is simple. The federal government has failed to act on behalf of the American people. The federal government's job is for national security. And how the hell can you have national security with a border that's not secure? Someone tell me that. So I support what they're doing in Arizona, and they've got to stand up. This is a microcosm of the failed policies of America. Bring the American people's attention to it. Now, the mainstream media is making Arizona look like racist, look like bigots, and they're going to lose conventions, and they're going to lose money. Look, the bottom line is the federal government has caused this problem for Arizona and for all these border states. The federal government should be taking the brunt of the attack. And that's why they don't like Alex Jones, and that's why they don't like Jim Travigan, because the truth of the matter is very plain for us to see. The federal government has failed to secure our borders. How can you have a Homeland Security border program with a border wide open, Alex?
Well, what do you think about Obama announcing yesterday he's sending SWAT teams to, quote, all the oil rigs, some Reagan administration officials are on record saying they believe this is greasing the skids for the feds nationalizing oil?
I wouldn't be surprised. The way the country's going, we've nationalized everything. Just keep this in mind. General Motors, government Motors stock, is now trading at 27 cents a share. Let's be honest about this. We have buoyed up a false economic illusion here. All of these new hires they're talking about, Alex, were census workers. Now you got a health bill with, listen to this, 159 new boards, programs, and entities to be created, more IRS enforcement, plus an additional 16,500 IRS employees to be hired at a cost of $1.7 trillion. All of these jobs, we have more government workers than factory workers already, and this is a false illusion. I think the best thing that could be done is the states have got to put their foot down here, and that we have no more states' rights. Their background music in a doctor's office, and maybe Arizona will highlight the issue of the United States of America. Remember, there used to be a nation known as USSR, and now they broke up. Don't think we can't implode, and I predict that. I predict, unless there's a direct intended change in taxes that starts to reward work, that we're going to implode. It's just a matter of time.
Well, you got the federal government calling for carbon taxes, but then China and India and Mexico and others don't have to have the carbon taxes. I mean, that will kill the economy. Yeah. Why does the federal government want to kill the economy?
You know what, Alex? What's really funny is the reports now say, the forensic reports say, that most of the carbon problems in America are brought in from the trade winds from the Far East, from China and Japan. And these countries don't want to do anything about their carbon emissions. I think it's time for us to say we can handle our economic problems, and the world can handle theirs too, but good fences make good friends.
Stay there. Jim Travigan, former congressman of Ohio, is our guest. We'll talk about Oklahoma City straight ahead and a lot more in his campaign, how you can get involved in it, getting back in Congress.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Sarah Atkins, inventor of Better Than Rocks, the one-of-a-kind solution to planter drainage. A few years ago, I searched for a lightweight product to put in the bottom of my containers to help with drainage. I found there was nothing on the market, so I decided to develop something myself. The result is Better Than Rocks. It keeps soil in, lets excess water out, and helps oxygen reach the plant's roots by creating an air pocket in the bottom of the planter. This helps the plant absorb nutrients, which is necessary to grow healthy plants. Better Than Rocks is practically weightless, so your containers will be lighter. And it's made of 100% recycled plastic right here in North America. You can reuse it year after year, so it should never end up in a landfill.
I discovered Better Than Rocks last year, and I was happy to find my plants were much healthier, fuller, and the containers were easy to move around.
Ask for Better Than Rocks at your favorite garden center, or visit
betterthanrocks.com.
You may be arrested and/or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at InfoWars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
We are back live with Jim Traficant. What an interesting person. You know, he's not only a former congressman, he was drafted into the NFL of the Pittsburgh Steelers in 1963. He also obtained a master's degree from the University of Pittsburgh and another from York Youngstown State University. We're going to be going back to him here in just a moment and talk about Oklahoma City and some other subjects. And also take some phone calls for the congressman, and they can also talk about the experiences they've had with law enforcement and the military being militarized to go up against the American people. But Jim Traficant is our guest. We've had two new films come out in the month of April, and one is Invisible Empire, A New World Order Defined. 2 hours plus, jam-packed, 18 months in the making, government narcotics trafficking, white slavery running, staging terror attacks, police state, how the globalists operate. I mean, it's an encyclopedia, the new film available on DVD at InfoWars.com, and your purchase of the DVD also supports our broadcast. You can make copies of it, give it to everyone you know. The people are ready to be awakened, and I don't really get the credit for the effect this show's having. It's really you, the listeners, that are taking action. So I want to thank all of you that have taken action. And then, of course, we released this film last week, Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA. A year in the making, covers the police state, the military being trained to take on the American people, and so much more. It proves that the underwear bombing was a staged event with eyewitnesses that we interviewed that were on the plane and that saw the feds getting him on the plane. And that's now been admitted, by the way, Police State 4. The Rise of FEMA, you can get both the films together and get them discounted, or you can also call toll-free to order 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. And you can also watch the films in super high quality and this live broadcast that we simulcast with the radio at prisonplanet.tv. Going back to Jim Trafficant. Jim, Oklahoma City. I mean, take us back to 1995. And again, the reason I bring this up is, I mean, you've been involved in everything I investigate. If it's exposing tyranny, you find Jim Trafficant there. I didn't even know that no member of Congress would talk to her and other survivors of that horrible bombing, that she saw the feds in there, which she later learned planting bombs with telephone wire and gray sticks of butter in the weeks before, including Tim McVeigh and others, and that when she and others brought you this information, that you were the only person that would look at it, and that she said that your staff said that you were threatened to shut up about it, but that you wouldn't shut up. So give us your take on what happened there.
Number one, I don't think there's any way that truckload of fertilizer that exploded outside could have had the type of impact internally that showed from that. And immediately I had my doubts. What's amazing about it is the reason I was the only one is Congress is afraid. Most members of Congress don't want to get involved in anything. First of all, they're made to look like a kook if you do. Second of all, they're made to look like you're un-American if you do, because they're going to have the mainstream press against you. But since the Demenia case, everybody would rely on me, and I got most of the information. What I found out and what I felt would happen in Oklahoma City, that there was much broader conspiracy and activity involved there, and I wouldn't be surprised for some reason that there were complications that involved government and government officials as well. That's what my deduction was. But I couldn't get to first base with anything, Alex, and you have to understand, you have to have something concrete, which I was able to develop in the Demenia case. They couldn't get around the evidence, but I had to send it to an Israeli Supreme Court to get anything done with it. So you could imagine the problem I was getting trying to get and garner and glean more information relative to the Oklahoma City bombing. But what I can say is this. There's a lot more to it, and I don't believe anything anymore the government is telling the American people. Now, I don't want to get involved in the 911 issue, but I have my doubts about 911 as well. Now, remember, I got the Demenic information, and I got the factual information on Pan Am 103. And I know exactly what happened to Pan Am 103. And it's not what our government said happened.
Tell us what happened with Pan Am 103.
The report I got was an intelligence report that said a man named Ahmed Jibril and Manzer Al-Qassar were hired by Iran to respond to America's shooting down of that Iranian Airbus, if you recall that.
Yes.
And they put together an international team, and they couldn't find a target. And Manzer Al-Qassar, who shipped heroin from the Golden Triangle to New York through Frankfurt, started to see Ahmed Jibril's people around Frankfurt Airport. And supposedly he was worried it was going to ruin his gravy train, and there was an anonymous call made warning there was going to be a terrorist act around the airport, but there was no increase in security to more or less chase Ahmed Jibril away. The bottom line is the plane went down over Lockerbie. It was supposed to go down over the ocean, but wind drift took it over Lockerbie. Here's things I could tell you. Number one, there was an anonymous call made at Frankfurt International with no increase in security. And second of all, 2 weeks after the incident, first President Bush asked for Ahmed Jibril to be extradited to the United States, and Syria denied it. Manzer Al-Qassar was the biggest heroin man, and he made his living shipping to America. Now, what the report said was that he was influential, Alex, in getting French hostages released from Iran, and he was working with the CIA Lebanon office to get American hostages. At the time, I believe there were 8 there, Alex. It said that there was nothing good happening, so the CIA sent a team to see what was going on, headed by an Army Major McKee from Pittsburgh on leave to the CIA. Alex, all of those 5 CIA agents and Major McKee were killed on that 103 flight. But what it was is our government, the report says, covered up the truthful incident, because if the American people knew that heroin was being overlooked because this valuable asset, Manzer Al-Qassar, there'd be a revolution over here. So the first thing the government said is trafficking to anti-government. CIA said it's nonsense. And naturally, no one went with it. But Connie Chung went with it. And the truth of the matter was, they end up arresting these 2 Libyans, one of them was even released. And believe me, if they were guilty, they'd have choked on a chicken bone over there in Gaddafi's prison. This is the truth of what happened in 103. So I didn't have the time to look into 911, but I'll tell you this. I was starting to get reports, Alec. People were starting to confide in me. And what I don't like is I don't believe the commission. I didn't believe the Warren Commission, and I didn't believe the commission on 911. I believe these commissions are nothing more than to ensure that there's no reprisals and repercussions from the American people. And I think that's why they're concerned about you. I think you're exposing these things. And I think America's better off if we know the truth. If we know the truth about our government. And this is where I think the problem is. The American people don't trust the government anymore. And I see a tremendous upheaval. I see an American political revolution. Now, maybe 2010 may not be the actual fulcrum for that occurring. But it's not far off, Alex. You're going to see a tremendous upheaval in this country where the American people are going to respond to this illegal immigration issue, this so-called cap-and-trade type issue, this big government health care issue with 159 new boards, and going to, in fact, insure almost 50 million illegal immigrants. There's a hell of a lot more than 12 to 15 illegals in this country, Alex. When the truth comes out, I think the American people are going to revolt. But I think it's going to be a peaceful revolution. And let me say this. I know that you've never advocated violence, but you are advocating that the American people take a stand. Now, what bothers me is they're trying to paint this Tea Party as something sinister, and it's not. You know what bothers me more than that is all these politicians keep saying, we need you to vote. We need you to get involved in government. Well, here's a group that's getting involved. They're getting very involved, and everybody's saying, whoa, we don't want you to be involved.
Well, it's what they're calling for. I mean, they're calling for lower taxes, abolish the Federal Reserve, have national sovereignty, defend our borders, defend the Second Amendment, do what this country was built on to be Americans. And that was the question I was about to bring back up. Bill Clinton and others go on TV and say, gee, I hope there isn't another Oklahoma City caused by the Tea Parties, but I'm afraid it's going to happen. The only card that criminal elements of the government can play is to stage a terror attack, another Oklahoma City in this country, to go after the American people. And I see them framing myself by name, but the entire Tea Party and libertarians and Ron Paul as causing whatever is about to happen. I mean, that looks like 2 + 2 = 4 to me. I mean, the only card they can play is a staged terror attack.
Alex, it's very unfortunate. Now, I've said this without disrespect, but I'm going to say it right here on your show. They don't call Clinton Slick Willie for nothing. The Democrats are worried. They're worried that the American people are going to take their venom out on the party in power, as they did years ago when they threw Hastert and the Republicans out. Truth of the matter is both of these parties have been compromised. I talked about it on the Greta Van Susteren show. I talked about it on your show. I've been labeled an anti-Semite. We have basically a foreign nation, Israel, who's controlling the American Congress. They've got us in two wars and have bankrupted us. And now we're in a situation where the American people are saying, why are our kids coming back in body bags? What are we doing over there? Why are we continuing to go bankrupt with these wars? Now they're starting to sense that the American people don't even control their Congress, which they don't. This is the tragedy here. But to have former President Clinton, who is still very popular, come out and say, my God, if something bad is going to happen, because this Tea Party can produce some bad things. Look, if there's anything bad that happened, it's because the American people are totally disgusted. A man who flew his plane into an IRS building in Texas, a man who bulldozed his home in Ohio because he was tired of the bank. This is what's happening. You're seeing the American people react because their government is failing to address the problems that exist in the country. Period.
I agree with you, and there's lots of things happening that are real, but if you look at the preconditioning and the buildup and even the Hatari militia, we've documented that was a total federal setup with people inside provocateuring them to shoot their mouths off, and so they're having these busts to create this background story that, oh, look, the gun owners are about to attack, and we know, we have the documents, that they're training the military for gun confiscation. And we've had the mayor of Schenectady, New York. We've had House reps in the legislature of Illinois and others calling for troops on the streets. I mean, this is getting really creepy.
Well, let me tell you, the politicians should be calling for troops on the border, and stay off of the American people. And that Second Amendment wasn't protect duck hunters. It was to protect the American people from a government. And let me tell you something, they're bringing this on themselves. But the good thing that's happening is all these issues are now coming to light, Alex. coming to light because you, and I, as a leader, you as a leader, and there are others out there, but they're not as strong. And this is what I'm saying to you. Now you have to be very careful. They will make some technicality into a major cardinal crime. And that's the way it works. So I think you having heard these comments, I think you know that. You're very intelligent.
No, I know it. I'm very aware of it, and I appreciate you talking about it. I mean, I never intended to have this big of an effect. I mean, I wanted to have an effect, but I didn't know I'd get in the position of within so many of these documents, they're saying, there's the enemy, get him. But I've talked to so many troops that have called me and sent us information. They say that's why the troops and police then tune into the show, because they're told, don't listen to Alex Jones, he's bad. I mean, the government is smart at certain levels, but it's also stupid.
Alex, you know the amazing thing? When I brought John Demjanjuk home, I got a number of calls sort of just like this. Just listen. Good job, Congressman. We're proud of you. Hang up. Good job, Congressman. Hang up. The reason those calls were so quick is they were coming from the Justice Department. Believe me. The people in the government knew what they did to Demjanjuk. There's a lot of people in the government don't like what's going on, Alex. There's a lot of people in the government that are listening to you. Now, the problem is we're starting to get all this militia talk. We need militia because we've got all these groups that are establishing. Look, all of the government's troops should be concentrating on securing our borders, getting us out of these wars overseas that have bankrupted us, and take care of America's issues. They shouldn't be targeting American people. And that's what they're doing. And what I don't like about it is if you look at the Tea Party are basically frustrated Americans, but they're Republicans and they're Democrats. They voted for Republican presidents and they voted for Democrat presidents. And what they're saying, loud and clear, and everybody's trying to dilute it because they're afraid that the party in power is going to be removed. And that's where President Clinton come in. I think it's very unfortunate that he made that statement, but I'm going to make this statement on the Alex Jones show. They don't call him Slick Willie for nothing. And I made that statement on a Robert Novak show when the IRS threatened a veto of the IRS reform bill because of the trafficking language that changed the burden of proof. And I said on the Robert Novak show that President Clinton isn't called Slick Willie for nothing. He could sign the bill and help the American taxpayers, or he could veto the bill and help a few IRS agents. And he signed the bill. And that's the type of pressure we need to put back. President Clinton should not have made that statement. He should reverse that statement.
Go ahead.
And this is what I'm saying. Disregard that statement. That's a political statement. That's not a national security statement. And it's unfortunate.
Let me bring up another issue. Then I'm going to take a few calls for you and also give out your address for people that want to support your campaign or physically get involved. You're filing Monday. We want to have you back as that unfolds. You're very gracious with your time, sir. Jim Travagant joining us. It has come out that a lot of Republicans and Democrats are gay, and I'm not attacking them for that, but that they're being blackmailed, like if they're a drug dealer or they're taking bribes, or there's a lot of different ways you can get compromised. And the word from really good sources is Obama's being compromised and blackmailed, that Congressman Lindsey Graham was, the head of Alley Pack, which is a very serious, focused guy who I've been watching for over a decade. I've never heard Mr. Gein say something that wasn't true. He says he's got it down pat that Lindsey Graham is just running around basically all over the place, you know, in the streets, cruising, and that they're blackmailing him. 5 days after that information was released, Graham said, I'm not doing immigration reform. I'm not going for the carbon tax. He said, I'm done. And how big a problem is blackmail in Congress for congressmen and women who really are involved in hanky-panky?
It's very big, Alex. Now, look, I can't speak on any individual case, but again, as I got personal information, remember, I'm the fellow on the House floor that said that Janet Reno was a lesbian and she was controlled by organized crime who had photographs of her with young women. Now, I was protected by the speech and debate clause, but I went on again, a national TV show, the Robert Novak show, and I reiterated those statements and I said, go ahead, Janet. I'm not protected by the speech and debate clause. Take me to court, because maybe now we'll find out why you will not allow an investigation in $10 million from a red Chinese army general that went to President Clinton's campaign fund. And I never heard a word from her. Now, they put me in prison, but listen to what I'm telling you. She was controlled. The Attorney General of the United States was controlled. The CIA and anybody listening to this FBI, come on and pick up Jim Travagant. I'm on probation. right here on Alex Jones' show, I'm saying that she was a lesbian. She was, in fact, appointed an assistant prosecutor in Dade County, the cocaine capital of America. She was ultimately, after the prosecutor resigned, appointed the prosecutor, then won re-election. Now, that's what I knew about it. But I can guarantee you there are people in Washington that are afraid to say anything because of their background. There are people who are afraid. And this is the thing I don't like. And this is the thing that
Congressman, I've got to interrupt. I'm skipping a network break. This break belongs to the network. Station should not run over this. I'm skipping the break for time. Go ahead, Congressman.
Okay. The bottom line is, I don't know if you remember, but Jane Harman from California was picked up on a voice recorder of promising American Israeli Public Affairs Committee that she'd get their two spies out of prison if they used their influence to make her the chairman of the Intelligence Committee.
Yeah, that was on the news.
Yeah, but it was hidden away real fast, and it was hidden away real good. But do you know that the two spies were ultimately turned loose by our Attorney General Holder? And he said, we're not sure that they had bad intent. Well, keep in mind, Alex, that the man that they were working with in the Pentagon, Larry Franklin, is still in prison for 12 years for giving secrets. And what their efforts were, they were attempting to mobilize the Pentagon to attack Iran. Look, enough is enough. Everybody's afraid down there, Alex. And the thing I don't like is the IRS has thousands of times testified before Congress and said the only weapon we have to collect voluntary taxes is the element of fear. Alex, how does fear and the word fear and the process of fear even enter into the Bill of Rights and the Declaration of Independence? My God, what has happened to us, Alex?
Well, Congressman, I did the research at the time. I know it was in two major Florida papers that she was actually caught when she was just a prosecutor, so drugged out on alcohol and pills, vomiting in the back of a car in a parking garage with a 13-year-old girl. It also came out, and I believe it was lawsuits, you can pull this up, that she would go check out kids that had been CPS'd from the CPS. Did you ever see that info?
No, the information that I had was that the powers that be in the cocaine business had photographs of her with young ladies in compromising situations, and she was really ineffective and impotent in anything she'd try and do. The reason that I got so involved with Janet Reno is she testified before Congress about Waco that they did everything not to push David Koresh over the edge. Listen, no one got more information than me on that case, Alex. And listen to this. David Koresh went jogging every morning and went for lunch and went for breakfast in the local town. They could have arrested him in town and there had been no problem. They wanted that siege. They wanted that siege to try and change the IRS law of this exemptions for these church-related activities. And it blew up in her face. But when she testified to Congress and said, we didn't want to pressure him and push him over the edge. I wasn't on that committee or I'd asked her this question. Then, my God, why did you have strobe lights on that building all night and play the recordings of dying rabbits at the screaming decibel level so high it was heard in villages 5 miles away? If you didn't want to push anybody over the edge. She lied. But the thing that bothered me is we had a general in the Red Chinese Army, Alex, that gave $10 million to the Clinton campaign. And she never investigated it. She said it wasn't worthy of an investigation. Now, my God, we have China right now that is controlling much of the money supply in America. They're controlling the commerce and trade of America. You have Israel that's controlling the national and international policies of America. Where the hell did the American people come in, and why isn't anybody saying it?
Well, this is an incredible interview with James Trafficant, and I know you're on the road right now traveling, and if you can't do it, it's fine. We're going to break here in about 5 minutes for 1 minute. Can we have an extra additional 5 minutes with you?
I'll be honored. And let me tell you something. I am concerned about you, but you're making one hell of an impact.
Well, I'm concerned about you and everybody else that has courage, and God bless you. Again, Jim Trafficant is our guest. And you know, going back to Waco briefly, I remember the FLIR footage of the Bradley fighting vehicles with the troops firing their assault rifles. It came out that Delta Force was there. It was in Time magazine that Israeli troops, of all people, and British troops were there. As a congressman who was there during those investigations, what's your intel on that?
It was a joke the way the mainstream media actually turned it around, where many Americans at the dinner table were saying they got just what they deserved down there in Texas. My God, Alex, there were 17 kids incinerated, children incinerated in that building. I had seen films of it where many of those guns and many of those heavy artillery was aimed right at the exit points where no one was coming out of there. Look, Janet Reno and the Justice Department should have gone to prison over that. And another one was very bad. Now, so you're not a white supremacist and you're not a racist. I know that. Neither am I. But this fella, Randy Weaver, out there in Idaho, they shot his wife holding their infant child right between the eyes, a marksman. Killed a dog and killed his 14-year-old boy. I made a speech every week until they settled, and he ended up settling for about $5 million with the government. But they did that. And they entangled that man because he was supposedly a white supremacist and was a political target of the United States government. Look, I'm not into any white supremacist, black power business. I'm for a straight and honest American society. But regardless of what your politics are, I don't think that you should be singled out.
Well, I know Weaver. He was a former Special Forces. They wanted him to be an informant against the Aryan Nations. We'd only visited once. He was, quote, separating himself from society. None of that was even true. And when he wouldn't go be an informant for them, they went and did what they did.
Yeah, it was a shame. What they did is they came to him and trapped him to saw off two barrels off shotguns. He said, why don't you do it? They said, well, you know, we don't want to get into that. We don't know what we're doing. You know what you're doing. And they entrapped the guy. But the way they come in with a SWAT team and the way they destroyed that family. But see, this is what America's not seeing. They're not seeing the other side of the one-eyed jack. Let me tell you something, Alex. In that 7.5 years in prison, I'm probably more knowledgeable than anyone that ever served in Congress. That isn't self-serving, because I've seen the other side of this thing. And see, I know what you're talking about. You're very unpopular in the nation's capital. But your popularity is growing because people know you're telling the truth. And you're touching subjects that people are afraid to even comment on. This is what bothers me. Do we have freedom of speech in America?
Well, do we have mice or men? I mean, I'm not looking for trouble, but I can't control myself. When I see corruption and people being oppressed, I've got to stand up against it. And I, quite frankly, don't give a damn if they kill me. I don't want that to happen, but I'm committed.
Well, let me tell you something. The truth of the matter is there are a lot of Americans like you, and they don't have the microphone, and they respect the hell out of you for it. And that's why you have a tremendous responsibility. You have a tremendous responsibility with the pressure that you're going to be getting. And after having an interview with Jim Traffigan, my God, they're going to have their antenna up completely. But what I'm saying are things that I know that I've investigated myself. And when I brought a man home off a death row for mass murder, and Israel called me at my hotel in Jerusalem and said, he'll be in Tel Aviv tomorrow night, Congressman, take him home. That tells you that I got the right information.
And the government knew it, and then you're demonized, and they set you up and put you in prison. We're going to come back. I'm sorry to the callers. It's just that all the info he keeps bringing out, I want to... get every minute we can, because he was in the middle of all of this in Congress for so long. But we'll see about going to your calls. Regardless, I'll get to him when we come back after the congressman's left us in about 8 minutes. We'll be back in 70 seconds.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.